So what is a dancer?
So he's not going to
a dancer. Is a condition.
Can you say a reality?
Yes, it's a reality. Yeah. It's the Paramattha Dhamma.
But it's not the hardness, softness, and so on.
No.
Yeah. So when you talk about the akasa, out of the body, yeah, outside, it's not the same like that which is conditioned by Dhamma or Citta or Untu and Ahara, because the akasa is in between each kalapa. Without the kalapa, there's no such.
But out here, yes, if there is some kind of kalapa also.
We talk about that which is not the kalapa.
Yes, but the outside, the kalapa outside the body, and the akasa around the kalapa outside the body.
Not about far away.
It's still, there's always kalapas of some kind.
And we're talking about that which is not the kalapa.
Yeah, but is that different from akasa dhatu?
Akasa is akasa.
Yeah.
But that can be kalapa without condition.
You just say that.
No.
And kalapa, which is conditioned.
But in the part of the, even the survey, and in part of other that talk about conditioned and unconditioned, there's only Nibbana unconditioned, and all the other Paramattha Dhammas are conditioned.
Is there akasa
even
here?
Akasa, yes.
That is what is conditioned.
Because but it's only indirectly conditioned also.
Because
right?
You see that karapa, like here and here, there can be four conditions for its arising. When the karma produces karapas, it also has the akasa. But otherwise, it only gets one big piece of.
Yes, I understand
and that
part.
One. So the rest is the different.
So that one is.
Yes. But I still understand all the kalapa out here, which are recognized in science, just as wood is recognized as a substance, that could be conditioned also, especially by temperature and other rupas.
As long as the condition is this kalapa, and that which is not conditioned is another thing. No matter we know it or not.
But I don't know how to reconcile that with all the.
When we talk about the sky and the akasa over there, we don't talk about that which is conditioned with kalapa.
That's right. But most of the things that I read, I can understand that kalapa, that akasa, as being a conventional space and not a paramattha space.
As long as it's a reality which is not the four primary rupas, that is akasa, right?
Yes, but I consider that out there just as much the akasa dhatu as the one inside.
How could you move your hand through if it's...
Just the way that I can move my hand through water. There are kalapas there, but the amount or the quality or character of the akasa is such that it's not as small or as tight. There's differences in different substances. And I can go through water, I can see through water, I can see through glass. So there's space there that allows us to see through and to hear through. That's why I can't reconcile an external or any other unconditioned space as a reality. Because also in the Kapivatu it talks about that kind of condition, unconditioned akasa is not a reality.
Do you mean that without the four primary rupas and kalapa, there cannot be that akasa?
That's right, out there, yes.
So she's saying that actually there's, out there,
and science has different names for it, which I cannot remember, other than oxygen and a few other things like that.
But can there be such reality?
What such reality?
The reality which is Akasa in between kalapas, like here and here and here.
No. I don't think so. I have not found a definition anywhere in my reading for those. I can interpret everything I have read as being either conventional space or as Paramatta Dhamma, Akasa, which is conditioned, indirect, conditioned Akasa. And even the passage in Melinda Panha, if you read the first part of it, it compares earth and wind and water to mountain. And the mountain is also, they say, caused. They use a different word, caused. It's not a Paramatta Dhamma, it's a conventional Dhamma compared to the Paramatta Dhamma's earth, wind, and...
What about, for example?
Those can be either. You can see earth as a sort of
what
convention.
Banana or what?
Sesame.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Just in the way that the mountain is conventional.
Okay. The mountain is caused by wind and water.
Yeah.
But it is a like a table, a conventional reality.
Right. But it's still different between this and this. So it's like something is more predominant. For me, it's the same thing like Chittasikas.
Yeah.
So this is hardness more predominant.
That's right. Well, so this has hardness too, but I'd say
inside.
In the water.
In the water.
Water, yes.
So in my speculation, this is what we call space. It has maybe more paricheda predominant.
I think so. And that's the other reason there's this Pali term, asampat. Do you remember the term? Asampattam. It means, it's often interpreted untouched.
Untouched.
But if you look at the Pali dictionary, the two parts could mean unequally touched. And I think it should be translated more as unequally touched because the... It's uneven because the way the... Paramatta Dhamma, the kalapas are put together. You cannot touch all of them the same all around.
Untouched,
so it's untouched. Well, it could be unequally touched and unscratched. That's what I'm saying.
You mean it can be touched? But
no. It cannot be touched because it cannot be experienced through the sense of touch. So there are two possibilities for that word, and I don't think the Pali translators may have gotten it exactly right, because it's either you cannot touch it, and so even if it's in the surrounding the kalapa, it's not touching kalapa, or either it's unevenly touching the Mahabhuta rupas, because they are touching, they're together and cannot be surrounded, each one, by the space. See what I mean?
I thought it just meant untouched because of not being able
to touch it. Yeah, that's one possibility. But it also says something about it does not touch. This word is applied to touching the Mahabhuta rupas within the kalapa. So that makes me think it also might have the interpretation of not equally touched.
I thought it's referring to both kinds of akasa that can't be touched, like even the akasa rupa that surrounds the kalapas can't be touched. And also, for example, in suttas like the Mara Rahula Sutta, where it talks about knowing the space, knowing the akasa in the open cavities, for example.
But that's all related to Akasa Dhatu, which is a Paramattha Dhamma.
Well, why does it refer specifically to, instead of, it's not referring to the Kalapas of Rupas, it's talking, referring to the space in the open.
Because cavities. It's referring to everything in the body in the conventional terms. But the last, toward the end, it very clearly points out that it's referring to understanding each one of those in terms as reality.
Yeah.
So,
that's why,
and that's why if you interpret Akasa in one way, yes, you can say it's the spaces that are there, but you don't have to, because
if you interpret it as a concept, but they're talking about directly.
Yes, they're talking in concepts for all of the parts of the body, but at the end it gives an example where it's very clear they're meant to be understood as Paramattha Dhammas.
Paramattha Dhammas, yeah. But I think there it's the open space.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it has to be understood that way. Well, I can swim through water too.
But in the same way, this can be cut.
And this can be cut.
This can be cut.
And I think Ajahn has explained before, it's only possible to break up the wood or cut the skin because there is a certain amount of parajeta rupa around delimiting the skala.
So I also think that space is the convention. It's got concept referring to
this one.
Rupas, which has parichida as predominant.
Sorry, say that again.
Okay. I'm just thinking that space, it's the conventional concept.
Yes, space as a conventional. That's the thing.
Rupas.
That's the thing that in the suttas, and they use the. Use the conventional term as a simile very often for the Paramattha.
Yes, right.
So when we talk about the water, water is not open space, is it? Oh, that's your point.
That's my point. It's certainly not open space.
So when we say a jam that if it wasn't open space, we wouldn't be able to...
But anyway, it's in between kalapas.
It's in between kalapas,
it's just how open it must be. Kalapas.
That's right. Yeah. It's something about the characteristic of the Akasa Dhatu that is in that.
But if we say, if we say it's in between kalapas, why do we need to refer to this? Not why do we need to, but if it's still in between kalapas, even if it's a big open space, then why is this unconditioned to someone?
Because
so if it's too hot, you
different
take
one.
A different one.
See, I think
so when you're talking about the different one, the unconditioned one, we're talking about the open space, right? Not the one that's
in between.
No, we're talking about this one, yes. And so I'm just saying, we're saying that this one is, we know it's open space and it's the unconditioned, because otherwise you couldn't put an arm through.
That's not true.
Pina's point is, even in the water, you can swim
to be sure that it's not like,
not like this
in
one.
Between. Yes.
And what about in the water, which you can swim through?
Yes, in between the lavas.
In between, the same that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, water and air.
She's saying not the same because that one is...
Well, I understand it as the same.
Yeah.
Different characteristic as wood to water, different characteristic water to air. But it's still in between kalapas because there are kalapas out there. Science calls them other names.
I also got the same.
So we call it an epimeme and conditioned.
That's why we call it unconditioned, because it's
I think it's not a concept, reality. No, it's a concept.
They think it's a concept.
Yeah, I think it's a concept, and I think that the Melinda Panha is comparing concept to Paramattha Dhamma and not comparing types of...
So what conditions such unconditioned?
Yeah. The kalapas that are there.
What conditioned by what?
By other jittas. Other rupas.
Butu?
Huh? Yes.
Like we can say,
especially by temperature. The atmospheric conditions.
The space here and the space, let's say, on the moon is different.
Yes, and has different kinds of rupas in those conditions, and in between galaxies everywhere there is.
So they must have different conditions for that.
Yes, and it's conditioned by the Mahabhutas. Well, I think when it refers to unconditioned space, I think it's talking about a concept. Nibbana is a condition, is a non-conditioned reality, it's different. And that's what the point the Katuvatu makes, that there is a difference between Nibbana and the so-called unconditioned space. There are not two. Those two cannot be compared. They are not alike, and they cannot have the same conditions or non-conditions. Don't think about it. I have to think about it. It's conditioned.
It's their thinking.
It is my thinking.
Yeah, only thinking. Well, of course, it is only thinking, but it bothers her that because it's something that you say that she and cannot accept. But you're bothering. That's what it comes down to, is this moment that you're now. That's really what's so important.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
Good. Now Luba is arising.
That moment of understanding is of thinking. That's where thinking a lot about the condition.
At the same time, I keep up my understanding less by yours, but at the same time, I see the value of a chance point about the importance of understanding what appears now, rather than
deliberating intellectually.
But for me, it's just quite simple that what is in the open space is not the same as in these kalapas, and I don't really mind what it's called. It's a kind of space, and it's a kasa rupa, and it's different from the one separating the tight khandhas. What I don't really understand about it, you know, it's very clear that is something different from the space surrounding the kalapas, but why it is referred as unconditioned.
If we can the kalapas and what the akasa is in between,
yes,
then we can say.
Then the answer is, because that one depends on the kalapas, but this one doesn't depend on the kalapas, so that's why this one is unconditioned and that one is unconditioned.
No such thing.
Something there.
Something there, otherwise.
There's a condition one out there too, no matter how far you go. Because there's some kind of kalapa of rupa there.
The kalapas in between, the akasa in between kalapas can be everything.
By mind only.
Yes.
Asabhava.
Asabhava. And even at the moment of realizing the natures of the kalapas with akasa in between, no idea about whether this kalapa is conditioned by citta or kama or putu. So no need to think about
the conditioning.
Only one can see the anattaness of reality as a self.
Just different elements.
And it depends on how good one has accumulated panya enough to understand that. For Sariputta, no problem. For Buddha and Moggallana, no problem. But there are many different accumulations for each. So the best thing is thinking.
For example, the unconditioned space is not mentioned or hardly mentioned. Actually, it's there, but it depends how it's read. But
I think that when I read the critica or commentary, I just get the idea that
not that.
And I cannot understand all the critica or sutta or abhidharma as much as I can understand. And the best thing is understanding that which is now appearing.
Yes. Yeah.
Because even it appears, no understanding, see?
Yeah, so nowhere if you don't understand what appears, so you can't understand the more difficult points either. You can read about them, that's all. And think about it. Think about the story of Akasa.
Oh. Is that Akasa here?
Yes.
Unconditioned. Oh, conditioned with it right now.
I guess I think all this is a very dangerous topic because there's so many people who ponder over this without any purpose. This is my condition. I mean, from
The pleasure, see? Should you think whether it's conditioned or unconditioned space for Kuntan to sit?
Yes, if Kunmai doesn't
move, condition.
That's a condition.
Very conditioned.
Or a chance to make it.
I may ask also other point, just a bit speculative, but I was thinking like Nibbana is unconditioned Dhamma, and we know that it cannot be Pachayupana Dhamma, it cannot be conditioned, but itself as an object, it conditions the Lokutara Citta. As Pachaya,
Aramana
Pachaya.
Only if Aramana Pachaya, when Citta experiences it, right then, at that very moment.
So it can condition?
By being Aramana.
Just. Okay, it's just the object.
And what else? It can be Pachaya. By what? Other Pachaya too?
Maga Pachaya.
Yes, other Pachaya. Aramanu Panisya Pachaya.
So two conditions?
As Aramana, no matter if it's Aramana Upanisya or just Aramana Panchana.
So is it Aramana and Upanisya?
Yes. Always Aramana, depending on whether it's just Aramana Pachaya, Aramana Upanisya or Aramana Tibbati as Pachaya. Concerning Aramana. Yes, Nibbana can be Aramana Tipati Pajaya, Aramana Upanisya Pajaya, and And at that moment, because of the Aramana Upanisya, it's conditioned the Makkha Citta to experience the Nibbana as Aramana.
Even the peas have sugar.
They're very hot. You find out more space.
More space over there.
Yeah.
All conditioned.
Yeah.
All conditioned. All conditioned space over those kalapas are moving around.
What condition? What condition? Kamma citta, uttu ahara.
But we have still have this visama sanya.
And what about if we don't mind at all whether it is with Suttimata or Tipitaka or any commentary? If you don't mind about that.
I think the thing that I find interesting unusual about that term is I always sort of trusted that Sanya would recognize an object and mark it and then remember it. When there's fictitious Sanya, then I'm wondering where is the thing, where does it go wrong? It can go wrong in thinking, and at some stage in the process of thinking there's a Sanya of a wrong idea. But I'm just curious about where does it have, where does we, Samasanya, arise?
Samasanya?
Visama, which is called, translated as fictitious.
And that is Visama, or what?
In this text.
In the text.
So
there are several suttas, and it's then reported or recorded.
I haven't heard about that sanya. I have heard just about Visama Lopa.
But there's they seem to use the, apparently you can use various names for different sanyas, because they're, what is it, Rupa Sanya or Sanya Rupa, which way does it go? And in some cases it seems simply to name the sanya after its object. But this one seems to name it after some characteristic of the sanya. I don't know.
But in any case, it is referring to vipalasa sanya of whatever.
How do you know it's vipalasa?
Akusala sanya.
It's akusala, yes.
So any akusala sanya is vipalasa.
But why do they use a different term? There must be a reason.
Well, just maybe because it's strong or perception that.
Or to different people at different times,
yeah.
Like
different people at different times, maybe.
And at moment of their conditions for awareness to arise, it's better to know this moment as it is. And then it's only thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
She says, I'm thinking rightly or wrongly now, so it's thinking wrong.
Or just thinking, yeah.
This is really not so much a topic, it's just a sort of a reflection about it. It seems so remarkable how everything comes together, the citta and rupa. But it all comes together for this moment.
Because of their ways to be like this.
Meeting together, yeah. But it's sort of extraordinary.
That's why they're all Dhamma. No one can condition them. Amazing.
Well, amazing with the complexity, and in a sense, it's about all the different. Or everything.
Yes.
This moment, all the conditions that are about understanding that reality. That's what, just thinking about it, just seems quite miraculous.
Like a magician playing tricks.
There's no magician.
Beyond the topic of akasa. It's beyond the topic of akasa. The topic of what is now appearing. Yeah, or is that? Yeah. As reminder. People and things, or what? See?
It's what ignorance makes us think.
Definition of Dhamma as being what is real now, it's really helpful when it's defined as anything that is real now, it's really helpful.
Thinking is real.
Yes.
No one at all. Different realities.
If it's not our own consideration or understanding, then, or if we
rely too much on the text, for example, and it doesn't say exactly like this in the
but
text.
But we have to know the point of understanding of the teachings to understand whatever appears
now.
Because Buddha knew much more than he taught,
yes.
And not everyone can understand all of his teaching. Mm. So one knows oneself whether how much one can get it to understand whatever appears. That's enough.
Mm.
And then one can see one's own accumulation. Whether can one know more than that?
Mm. I think
one have to understand whatever appears first.
Mm.
Otherwise, how can one know one's ability to understand much further than that?
I think the stumbling point, and for many people, is that we say, well, what's important is what the Buddha taught. So then they study the suttas and the commentary and the Abhidhamma, and they cannot find some detail like this, or some detail suggests something else, and so it's like just relying on the words of what is written.
But it has to begin with now as much as one can know. Otherwise, one thinks about that which can be known.
And then it becomes more delirious thinking again and again, and just, and one gets so lost with the story and concerned about it.
So one can see the different accumulations.
Mm.
This way of can appear so amazing.
Yeah. And about a few months ago, when Doric this guy, I thought, I will never travel. No need for me to travel. Now I'm here. It's so strange.
So actually, as the mind is
conditions. It's not like a sudden end, as conditioned by karma. Just to see, then.
Yeah. Nipati, I don't know very much about that.
Nipati or upati?
Upati, I know.
Yeah.
And nipati, it's also...
The other cittas and jetasikas are nipati.
Nipati.
Yeah.
Which are citta and jetasikas? Upati is conditioned by karma, see it.
Sampatichana, sandhya, and so forth.
Yes. Nipati?
Nipati.
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 Oh, why? Because there are also vipaka.
Because there are only two. But it's not as like seeing, just to arise to see, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah. To experience it.
To experience.
What experience, what sees, that citta sees.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is one tattoo, like vinyana, Jaku Vinyana Tattu, see?
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not different as the seven Vinyana Tattus.
Yes. I don't understand why it's called Nipati. It seems like a negation, Nipati.
Yeah. Because you see that it's different from other things because it sees only that.
Yeah.
That's all.
And the others experience
while
the same
sampatichana,
object, but don't see.
While sampatichana can have the visible object, or sound, or but this one has just one object.
Oh,
just arise to see this only, only this. So when we think about moments of cittas in a day, in one's life, or now, only that which arises just to see. And it brings more and more speculation and dreams about what is seen as something, and go on and go on. And if one can know, the moment of seeing is different from other moment because it experiences what appears now, see, while the other just can think about it, but not experience,
not
seeing.
Yeah.
When we think about the seven Vijnana Tattus, we can see why all these 10 are upatti, different from other kind of
Ajita, yes.
Because the Ajita can experience five or mind off, but this one is just upatti, happen to arise, to see, happen to hear.
Yes.
Lord the Mayor at all, and as a person, yes, like we are, as a person from previous life. No idea.
No idea, yeah. It's good to realize,
yeah,
that.
No idea.
Because we tend to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not I either, only the way element is, yes, different all the time.
Yes.
No one can manage it, no one can have it at will. It's as its own way.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes I can accept, sometimes difficult.
Because of the idea and the clinging to the self.
Yeah, it's clinging to the self. Yeah.
It is lessened only when there is the understanding of a reality as a reality.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's always in a dream.
In a dream, yeah.
Because reality does not appear as it is.
Yes.
Yesterday for tomorrow.
Yes.
Completely gone. No important, but to be yet in that.
Yes.
No matter what it is, it's just experiencing,
yes,
something. Just 3 seconds falls away.
Yes.
Everything, every condition. Yeah.
We heard that Ivan had died, and that led all to the temple, and I never thought it would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never think about it before.
Yeah. You don't think much of it, you just let go.
Mm-hmm. Because you see, this were object, this is gone, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Only experiencing.
Yeah.
Depending on whether it appears to right understanding or ignorance,
you let go easily. Not think,
and that's the way the panya can see the anatomy. So it no time and no condition to choose or make a choice.
Yes.
Just by the vision has a reason already.
Yes.
Just understand.
Yeah.
This is the best thing.
Yes.
Otherwise there are only a dusna more than us.
Like the very tiring day when we came here at the museum. It took so long. Psychologists.
That's why one can be so very patient because of understanding.
Patient because of understanding, yes.
That everything is just temporary.
Yeah.
It's conditioned, so why worry or fussy about it?
Yeah.
So that puts that at a point.
Yeah, that's right.
So right understanding save one from a pusla.
Yeah, yeah. Like sad events and then the day before, all gone. Yeah.
And attachment, just one another new object all the time. Like the meal in the evening, say now. Whatever is the object of thinking, it's always object of desire or attachment.
Desire, yeah.
It's there all the time. Big balls. Even coming home, see? Going to the teapot, the bungalow, conditioned by loka, when there is no understanding. That's why the awakening moment is only at moment when awareness arises. So you can't understand that. It's just a reality. No one, no one.
No one.
Until everything, all kinds of thinking, whatever is understood as a reality, one get closer to have less attachment, so reality can appear as it is. Because in the beginning only some reality can be object of awareness, but lots of others of reality are not the object yet. That's why it grows and grows to understand more and more.
Thinking.
Yeah.
We cling so much to thinking. There's lots of object of awareness. It's harder, baby.
Yeah. by patient is parami. Hatti parami, virya parami, satya parami, vidhan parami. See, that's for our leader.
Our leader, yeah.
Otherwise, no tool, no implement to go to.
Go to shore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are a lot of sick people, you see. Sick. Yeah.
After all, you have to get up to the market.
Very weak, yeah.
So, right understanding is like a healthy food for sick person.
It is like a
healthy food.
Healthy food, yeah.
For the sick person.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.